Not a program I normally watch, but here's Stan Collymore this morning talking about his dogging experiences back in 2006 on Jeremy Kyle.
The
Yeah,
dogging.
It's a bizarre phrase to put it mildly.
And you've been very honest about this. That was surely, Stan, pure sexual gratification.
No.
Did you go in your, you know, your car with your personalised number plate because you missed being in the public eye, because you wanted to just have some crazy sex, or were you trying to get out of the Estelle thing, or was it, didn't you think about it, did you just go and
I didn't think about it. I knew that that by going, the first time that I ever went was a place in Birmingham, just outside of Birmingham, which is where my mate said, he said you've got, and it was just kind of like a voyeuristic thing. He was like, you've just got to see it. He said, you won't believe what you're seeing. So I pull up one day, I was on my way back from London. This was about a month, 2 months before this period of time that I was talking about. And I pull my car up and I've got a little telly in my car. I turn the car up, the telly on, and I have my burger and my drink in my hand. And these cars were all sort of driving around, really sort of, you know, in the dark, and headlights are going on and off, and inside interior lights. And I'm like, what is this? And I was admittedly buzzing off it. Not off the, what I was, there was nothing, no, there was no turn on. It was like just what is happening. It was just like something I've never seen before. So when this period of time came out, I just got in the car, drove somewhere nearby, and sat in the car, and another couple had pulled up in an identical car to mine, wearing the windows down. I was like, you're Stan Collymore? I was like, yeah, I was having a chat. No sex. Yeah, I know, but it's kind of like the thing is about, that came out about dogging.
Didn't you panic and think I've just been recognised?
There was never any sex. There was never any kind of sexual kind of.
But didn't you worry? You'd been done by the press before.
Yeah,
that's
but I wasn't
point.
Doing anything. I was sat in my car.
But did
a
you?
Conversation
but then you
with,
went. Okay, now I accept all that. But did
and
you?
I've not, let me just get this straight. I've never been kind of photographed, stood next to a car, kind of like peering through somebody's windows,
some
or involved in a sexual kind of like.
Did you have
I was
sex?
Sat, when the Sun story broke, I was in my car, sat in my car like anybody else.
So you never had sex when you were dogging?
I'm not saying I didn't, but I'm just saying on that occasion, when I got, I didn't know. But no. I didn't, I haven't in a car
you,
in that scenario.
Do you feel as a celebrity at that point? You've been done, you've been holed over the coals, as we said about Ulrika. When you're driving there, whatever the buzz, do you not think, oh my God, I'm Stan Collymore, it's going to happen again? Or do you think, I'm infallible, I can do this?
It wasn't either of those. It was the tangible buzz of being somewhere where that arguably nobody's really supposed to be at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning.
When you call, suddenly you're back over all those front pages.
Yeah.
You had to ring Tom's mum.
Yeah.
You were concerned, obviously,